And we are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground across our overly broad listening area, and that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers areas like Gadsden, Anniston, Natalis, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Listen, Southern Immediate Care, all their locations open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. I like to say geriatric up to pediatric. They'll see all of it. You get sick on a Saturday, you don't have to wait till Monday. Go to Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, this is who I use personally. And it's true. And I don't use them because they advertise. I was using them, was so impressed, I thought I could brag on this. And I just asked them, would you consider it? And they said, you know what? Yeah. Well, they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So what's that tell you? But yeah, Southern Immediate Care, so clean, professional, friendly at all their locations. You need something, you look them up, find the location nearest to you, and head on down there. And when you're filling out your forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, listen, we got a surprise opportunity here. So you heard me talk earlier about House Bill 130. House Bill 130, the liberal media likes to call the Don't Say Gay Bill. We know that's not true. It's already existing law, K through 5. You don't talk about gender fluidity and sexualization of children. You don't do that. Well, my friend, Representative Mac Butler, who hails from the Etowah County area, he's got a bill this year, House Bill 130, that would make it K through 12, not K through 5. And we were going to talk about Space Camp being added to it. Well, we got some information about that today. So let me just stop talking, and I'll go ahead and bring him on. Representative Mac Butler, how you doing, man?
Good afternoon, sir. Great to be with my dear friend, Phil Williams.
Well, thank you, brother. I know you're down in Montgomery. You were actually in committee when I texted you a little while ago. But give us the update, dude, because what I'm hearing is that even in a Republican-controlled legislature, we can't deal with Space Camp right now.
Apparently so. We did get the bill through committee. We got one amendment that that Representative Mark Gidley, who is also from Etowah County, that he brought an amendment that would prohibit the teachers, you know, the school employees from having the pride flags and such as that, dealing with sexual orientation. And that one went through, and honestly, I thought that was the controversial one. But when we had the amendment that Mark brought also, just simply extending this to Space Camp, it died on a voice, and it was one of those close. It's a call to the chair, and the chair was obviously not for it either. But anyway, it did die there. But the beautiful thing is, as you know, this we still live to fight another day, and on the House floor, we would hope to be able to have success with more like-minded Republicans, because I've had members come up to me right and left that are, when are we voting on your bill? When do we vote for it? That are in favor of it. So, you know, I do think we could have some success adding that. There's a couple of ideals running around the State House. I think Susan Dubose, which is a rock star, I think she's got some stuff in mind that would help us greatly with this as well. But so we'll have to see. So the next step, you know, is to get it through rules and get it to the floor. And then, I do think we could add that amendment on the floor with.
No, I think you absolutely can, Mac. I mean, I really think you can. And maybe you just, I mean, right now, if they're still receiving education trust fund dollars, which I believe they are, like over $1 million a year, last I heard, then maybe you just say, all right, anybody who receives ETF dollars, you can't do this with kids. I got Dale Jackson sitting here with me. I think he's got something for you. Hang on.
Representative Butler, thank you very much for being here. My question is this. Have you heard anything about any resolution or any statements coming from Space Camp that maybe gave people like Terry Collins and others a reason to say we don't need to do this? You know, sort of they've learned their lesson.
I have not. I mean, to me, they've kind of been super quiet. You know, haven't heard a peek out of them. I think they could calm a lot of fears of a lot of parents that it's just we're truly living life upside down. And you did an incredible job pointing that out. With one of your Yellowhammer pieces recently, that who knows, you know, what a parent, you could accidentally put something wrong on the form and your kid would get put in the wrong dorm. And it's just insane. It's, you know, but if you look in the DSM-5, it is a mental disorder. you know, prior for over two decades, it was really considered a mental defect. And then all of a sudden in 2012, during the Obama reign of terror, it all of a sudden was just called gender dysphoria. And they're trying to say it's not a disorder, but it yet is still a disorder. It's still in the book. But it doesn't mean we don't love these people and we don't want to help them. We don't want to see them employed, but maybe put them in the gift shop, maybe put them working in another aspect of it. But putting them with our precious children, I don't know of a single person that says, hey, my kid's going to be in math and I really want him to learn about sexual identity in math. And, you know, I actually brought with me this week an assignment that came from Etowah County that a student sent me from ninth grade English that was one of these gender IDs. And Phil, you probably remember I posted it on Facebook a few years back, and it went kind of wild, and the superintendent saw it, and then he did deal with it. And I did a post saying how much I appreciated the superintendent coming to the rescue and saving that, but people don't believe this stuff is out there. I know you guys do, that you see it.
Yeah, it's out there. And by the way, it's not out there in San Francisco or Chicago or New York City. It's out there in Alabama. I mean, well, of course, space camp.
In random, conservative Alabama.
Yeah. And Mac, let me ask you, we got about 5 or 6 minutes here, but let me ask you this. What was the opposing debate? I mean, I can imagine some of the inane comments, but when the amendment was brought, what kind of things were said in opposition to it?
Anthony Daniels said that, you know, when we're picking on them, why don't we apply it to everybody? And I kind of joked, said, I will accept that amendment, sir, you know, to make it to everything. You know, and he said, well, I'm not bringing an amendment. But really, it was just two members of the minority party were the only ones that had concerns. And that's why I really think when the vote came, it was a voice vote only. I don't think it, you know, it's call of the chair. But I think a lot of our Republicans just weren't real vocal on that when it came. That maybe they were opposed to it. But you know, to me it sounded the same, but it is the call of the chair. But I think if we had had a voice vote, I think it actually would have passed.
Well, you mean Republican like a roll call vote, yeah.
Let me roll call vote, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, roll call vote, yes.
Representative Butler, do you envision, I know you kind of said this, but I just want to clarify it, when this gets on the floor, maybe they just had thought, we're going to have this debate anyway, so why not just save it for the floor, right, and not do it here? I mean, is that possible, or do you think
absolutely
this amendment's dead?
I think think you have to bring it.
Yeah, we have the Republican supermajority in there, and I really feel like the majority on the committee were for this. But a lot of times, and Phil can tell you, we just don't, you know, say our eyes, all in favor, say I. We don't say
they were tired.
Yeah. they were tired of being on the record is what it was. And Mac, I'll be honest with you, I, on the floor, you know the deal. On the floor, it's a recorded vote. There's no way they can not be on the record once it's on the floor. So if your bill makes it to the floor, which is the fight right now, if your bill makes it to the floor, then someone drops that amendment, make them vote up or down. That's the reality. At that point, there'll be a record as to how they can't hide behind a voice vote forever. Although I'll be honest with you, I've texted Terry Collins and she could be busy. I haven't heard back from her yet. But the clear indication is that she was not for your amendment. Did she speak against it at all?
She did not, but I did hear her loud and clear she was a no on the amendment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, brother, I guess the fight now is to go to rules and try to get this thing pulled to the House floor. Do you have I think I've asked you this, but do you have a Senate sponsor, somebody going to carry this for you upstairs?
I have not reached out to anyone yet. I was waiting until it progresses a little further, but I've got several, I think, that will be very good with it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's not hard because this is already existing law. All you're making is K-5 through K-12.
Right. And I think Senator Grudger carried it before, and that's who I had planned to reach out to see if he would take this. I don't know. He may have way more than he can handle right now. Because we are, you know, we've passed the halfway point, but we still have plenty of time to get this through, and I don't feel like it's that controversial for Republicans. And I really think my colleagues in the party were actually for us today. I don't think they were opposed to it. I think they just weren't as vocal. So we're going to give them another chance, hopefully, to redeem themselves. I never like to put people in a hard vote. I mean, or you know, one of those gotcha votes. These are Republican values that the people that elected us, you know, they espouse and they want us to, you know, carry those through.
Yeah, and I got news.
You were one of our fearless leaders when you were here, and you know better than anybody.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'll be honest with you too. This is one of those things too that it polls so well that if you're making your decision based on politics, you're still winning if you vote for this amendment. But listen, brother, I know this was a spur of the moment opportunity to get you on the phone. So thank you so much for making time, and we'll catch up with you again sometime soon. All right.
Thank you, guys. Be careful. Bye bye.
All right, we'll take care. We got about a minute before the break, man. You're thinking.
He seemed optimistic about it.
Yeah.
You do not seem optimistic about it.
Well,
so, that would be my take on just reading your body language.
So the fight right now is to get it to the floor. So if Terry Collins is opposed to it, you know, she has sway. She's one of the committee chairmen, and she's also one of the senior members of the House right now. And if she's already feeling bold enough to vote against the amendment on the committee in an obvious fashion, then that tells me that she's not real worried about there being a recorded vote later on. So I'm worried about whether they can get the bill to the floor at all at this point. That's just my thinking. If they get it to the floor, anybody can drop an amendment on it.
Right.
In fact, the bill sponsor, Matt Butler, could drop his own amendment on it or bring a sub and just change the bill around. But that being said, then everybody goes on the record. And so what I've seen more often than not is when a bill is considered scary, somebody will go to the speaker and go, "Hey, sir, we really don't want to be on the record. Can you just keep this one in the basket? I mean, don't let it come out. Just don't let it come out." And next thing you know, it's stymied, and, "Oh, I'm sorry, we ran out of time in the session, and we just didn't get to it." No, you hid from it is what you did.
I think they really got to touch this stuff. It's hot right now, and I don't get it, because Republicans, you're winning on this.
Oh,
I mean you're winning. Yeah. On cultural issues, the other side has gone completely insane. All you have to do is not be nuts. And this isn't nuts. This is, look, you ask a parent, any parent, no matter, almost depending, even if they're liberal, you say, "Hey, you got a 12-year-old girl? Yeah. Would you like a 12-year-old boy sleeping in the same room with them?" They're going to say no.
Yeah.
It should be a test where they take your kids away.
How about this? Do you have a 12-year-old girl? Do you want a 30-year-old man sleeping in the room with her?
Yeah.
Or
in their shower with them.
Or in their shower, or walking into their changing area. Yeah, all that.
Oh, but there's still no allegation of wrongdoing.
There's no allegation of wrongdoing. That didn't happen.
I can't believe it.
And by the way, I will say this right before the break. Have you noticed that it's always about them, never about the kids?
Yeah, no, every time. They don't care about the kids at all. They really do not care about the kids at all. And that was obvious in the Bubba Copeland situation.
Awful. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. Last break of the day. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, sitting here with the Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.